All right, Nate. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today. And your expertise with farm business management is really within the dairy industry and working with those dairy farmers in Minnesota. So right now, can you help us paint that picture of the environment within the dairy business? And obviously, as we've heard for the past couple years, it's a pretty tight economy that these farmers are dealing with right now.
It is. I mean, honestly, 2019 is turning out a little bit better than the previous few years, but we've had really 5 years of very marginal profitability on the dairy farms. And really, even 2019, it was kind of the second half of the year where we started to show some increase in milk price and a little bit of hope back in the market. You know, a lot of people carry that hope probably into the first part of 2020 here. But lately, futures have been dropping a little bit, so right now, futures are kind of averaging just under 17 again, which does show, obviously better than previous years, but it's still not, quite where we'd like those futures to be. And the farmers that I've been working with are also struggling with a little bit lower feed qualities. 2019 was a really tough year in terms of the harvest. So some of our silage qualities and things like that, due to delayed harvest, are a little bit lower than last year, so that's kind of affecting our milk production and things like that too.
As you talk about those two topics, A, the difficult price economy, as well as B, just coming off a rough 2019, and we talk about quality and production issues, what are some risk management tools that you're sharing with your farmers?
Well, it really depends on the size of the operation to some extent, but there is a new product out there, and I'm sure most people are kind of aware of it by now. It's called the DRP, or Dairy Revenue Protection Product. It's available through your crop insurance agents. And for dairy producers, it's a really nice tool, especially if you know your cost production. You can take a look at where the futures are at. It's all based on futures, so, it's obviously a tool where you have to keep an eye on it, probably at least once a week or every day is even better. But just to kind of follow the markets and see what you can lock in for a floor. The advantage to it is obviously it locks a floor in, but it doesn't limit your upside potential. So if milk goes up, you get the full upside potential. If milk goes down, at least you have a floor that kind of protects you. Some of my larger producers still use, obviously, Chicago futures, or they might use puts and options on Chicago as well. But those tend to be tools that more of the larger producers use just because of the volume requirements. And the DRP, since it's federally subsidized, is actually coming in as a nice tool for some of the larger herds too.
So what are some of those lessons that we may have learned through these difficult times? And what are some things farmers can work on to do better in case this comes about again in their lifetime?
Well, I think we all know that it will come about. I mean, right, the markets are very cyclical, and we can do all the forecasting we want on the markets, but it's kind of like forecasting the weather 6 months from now. We just don't really have that great of a clue of what's going to happen. So I think we just need to be real. I guess when I sit down with farmers and we look at things, we need to be real aware of how tolerant we are of risk. I have some farms that have been farming for a long time, have most of debt paid off, and they're obviously quite tolerant of risk. They can deal with low prices and they can just cut back on a few things, some family living expenses and things like that, and they can float right through. But some that just went through maybe a recent expansion or installed robots or did some things like that, obviously they're going to have a little bit more debt to service, and they're going to be a lot less tolerant of risk, and they really need to look at using some of these tools to help guarantee at least a minimum price to make sure that they can keep the bills paid. Really it's kind of just knowing how much cash you need every day to pay the bills, how many pounds of milk you need every day and at what price you need to sell that milk. And then once you have that base in mind, you can kind of look at the different options from there and move forward.